Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
You have 17 voice messages. First voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a bitch.
You can't stop it.
I gotta say that today.
End of message.
I got a big plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased. Next message.
We're still here.
Enjoy it. It's ODG, Occupy Dave and Giggles.
End of message. Next message.
Seriously, guys. Fort.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out. Freaking out. You look so good right now.
Give me a chance. You want to leave.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles.
Got to go big. Really big.
Message erased.
We'll be right back. All right, boys and girls. Well, I am Dave, and Giggles is at a fancy dinner party out in Colorado, and he's gonna ditch us for the night. But the good news is I got someone to replace him, and that is a great band called The Civil Service, and I really dig them. So here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna play another. So they're here, I think in part. I think in part. If they might be here in full, I don't know. They were coming in and out, but they're setting up. They got a lot of gear, which is kind of cool. I'm a little nervous as how we're going to get it all set up in here, but I think we'll make it manage. And he's got his guitar in hand, which is I'm always a fan of. And the piano player, I believe, is wearing a Pink Floyd shirt. So she's already won my heart. So it's all good. It's all good. Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to play another song by them. Again, it's the Civil Service. They are playing at Sunnyvale May 8th. With a whole lineup of different bands. But we're going to talk about how I got in touch with them and, you know, how to hold a pick in your mouth and all that sorts of stuff. But that first song was off, I think, I'm not sure which album it is. We'll talk to them when we come back. But I'm going to play another song off their last album called Some Great Illusion. All right. Have fun. I'll see you in a little bit.
Every line
Everybody's still setting up. So you know what? Let's play another song. I feel like I'm playing songs that you guys might play. So if I do, I apologize for that. But yeah, turn that mic around. Civil Service in the studio. We got a bass. We got a guitar. We got keyboards. We got a snare drum. This is exciting, guys. Yeah, see what you can do with that. There you go. That worked. Cool. All right. Let's let the song roll. Come back. What is happening, guys? Everybody's in studio or mostly in studio. Some are a little outside of the studio, but that's the way it works. That's the way it works. One thing I really love about bringing in somebody that I've never met before is that both of us come into this thing going, what the hell am I going to expect from this? And, you know, it just goes. It just flows. So I hope you guys came in going, this is going to be a train wreck, and then we're gonna, just going to roll with that. So why don't we go around the room and introduce everybody, the Civil Service Band. Playing May 8th at Sunnyvale. So go see them there. Introduce everybody. Go around the room.
I'm Josh. Over here. I'm like pointing.
Over this side.
I play guitar and I sing sometimes.
I'm Cynthia Diaz and I play keys and I sing sometimes.
Good.
I'm Sean. I'm center left. I play the drums and I don't sing.
And I don't sing. That's good. There we go.
I'm Jay. I play the bass, and I'm in the bathroom right now.
He's practically in the bathroom, which is really great. Oh, man. So you came in and set up in a hurry, which I was very excited about. And then you gave me a T-shirt, which is really awesome. And you gave me a new album with a bunch of new songs on it, which is really cool. I do not know how to use the CD player in here, so we're not even going to try that. But I will listen to it at home. So what's going on? What's the big shake? What's going on? You're recording a new album?
Yeah, we're recording a new EP. Right now it's got 3 songs. You might add another one. We have a show on Tuesday at Sunnyvale, like you graciously mentioned. Yeah,
totally.
And
how many bands are in that lineup? There's a bunch, right?
There's a bunch. Yeah, there's a lot of awesome stuff that night.
Do you know all the other bands that are in there? Or
we've been listening to them. I mean, they're really good. And we've had this new promoter, Paul Houston at Rockin' Records,
right?
Who's been getting us a whole bunch of new gigs.
So the way it all worked out was Paul reached out to the radio station, was like, "Hey, I'm starting this label. And I got all these bands and I want to get them on air." And I ended up listening to like all of them. And I was like, "These Civil Service guys are pretty good. I really like them." Awesome. So I reached out to him and I was like, "Yeah, let's do it." I was telling you this before, but let's do it. Let's get you guys on. And I was like, "Let's get Paul on." And he's like, "Maybe down the road a little bit." So he was a little shy, I think. But he's probably listening now, but I didn't get a chance to talk to him yet. But, and then he sent me a whole bunch of bands and I was like, "But I was looking for the Civil Service. They're not on this list, this new list you gave me. Maybe they're not available." And I was like, "Hey, Civil Service, I like them. Were they good? Were they good to go?" And they were like, "Oh yeah, I totally forgot about them."
Yeah, much so appreciated. Then
here you guys are.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Very cool. So when you guys set up this Sunnyvale show, like, how does that work as far as like, because like you go in there blind as far as who else you're playing with? Does it? Do you have any say in being like, "This is the type of music we're in"? Should we be able to play music like everyone else? Or,
well, I think ideally it's we have bands that are sort of like minded,
yeah,
right? Similar genres and things like that.
Cool.
Yeah.
So I mean, it hopefully works out. You don't know yet, right?
Yeah, we'll see.
I heard the them. They're really good. Yeah. There's one of them that is more in the style of jazz and experimental and.
That's fun.
That was fun.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what would you say your, like, this is an interesting question. What would you say your music is? Because I'm listening to it. I got an idea of what I'd want to say, but I'd want to hear what you guys would say about your own music.
Oh, wow.
That's a tough question.
That's such a hard question. I ask friends that all the time. I'm like,
it's tough.
What would you categorize this as?
We have a bit of an 80s influence, I think, in some of what we do. A little new wave, a bit of indie rock, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess we're the sum of all of our influences, you know.
So where are you guys all originally from?
Oh, I'm from Argentina.
You're from Argentina.
Yes.
And
I am an immigrant.
Pink Floyd is pretty big in Argentina, from what I understand. So that makes sense. Shirts adding up. So you find this girl right off the boat from Argentina, ready to roll, ready to play piano.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
That's exactly how it happened.
And what about you guys? Where are you guys originally from?
New York.
Straight up?
Yes. Well, yeah. Straight up New York.
Straight up New York, like old school?
Yeah, old school. Like I'm New York.
That's pretty cool.
Boroughs.
Which borough are you originally from?
Queens.
You're a Queens boy.
Queens, then Manhattan, then Brooklyn.
Moved all around.
All around.
Let me ask you this question, and don't take offense to it.
No.
Don't take offense to it, because I don't want this to start off weird.
Well.
Do you know how to swim?
That's
a good question. Most people I know from Manhattan, born and raised, or in the boroughs, they don't know how to swim.
No. Yeah, no. I do.
Oh, okay, there we go.
I'm not sure about the competency I couldn't tell you too many of the best swimming,
the swim techniques, all the different types of techniques. Sure, yeah.
See, I can one up you because I was born in Brooklyn, moved to Long Island, and was on all the swim teams.
So you know, only a swim trainer. Yeah, you're a trainer. I can see it. Yeah. I can see it.
So I fill the category of the bass player because I'm gigantic and nice and like long, and then I go in the pool.
Yeah,
and then like you know I dust everybody.
Perfect, awesome. So then we got the drummer.
Yeah, I'm from Massachusetts.
A Massachusetts boy. I could see it. I could totally see it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say Massachusetts boys know how to swim. They know how to swim.
Yeah. I took swimming lessons every summer.
And a sports fan?
Oh, yeah.
And all of them are.
All New England.
All of them are. I mean, the funny thing about New England, I know a lot of people who are there. I've been there a million times. I love Boston. I love a lot of New England. My friends live in Maine and stuff. But going to Boston, like during any sports season, you could go to a bar and see like a preppy dude. You could see a punk. You could see any type of person, and they're all rooting for the Red Sox. They're all rooting for the Patriots. It's like it's one of the most genuine sports towns that I know of.
Yeah,
it's really wild.
It is. It's pretty special.
Yeah, it is.
Whether you're winning or losing, right. You have that.
Right. And I think that it says something for like New York, where we have like just an abundance of sports teams, and we're like, whatever, we win. What? What? But I've gotten off the beaten track, and let's let civil service speak for themselves. You want to do a song?
Yeah, we could play something off the new EP.
Yeah. So the new EP, you gave me a couple of them.
Yeah. We gave you one that's been nice. totally mixed.
So you're recording it. Did I read it right that you're recording it in Woodstock, or was that the last album?
The last record was recorded up in Woodstock.
Nice.
Guy named Daniel James Goodwin.
Nice.
And this one was recorded in Jersey.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you're just going across the river.
Yeah, it was nice. a little not as far.
Yeah, Woodstock is a little further.
Yeah.
Very cool. So what song do you guys want to play?
We'll play something. We'll do the Academic first, and then...
getting a lot of weird looks around the room. Everyone's like, maybe? Yeah. Okay, let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right.
Change, boy. This is not how it was. For you once lived. For true, you read my mind all this time. Read my mind all this time. Read my spine's paradigm. Gonna break.
service. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
That was pretty great. All right. And that was Academic.
Yeah. And we.
So what's the album slated? When are you thinking?
Hopefully soon.
Yeah. Are you like pounding out album now? You're just like in the studio?
Yeah, we're trying to get, we're trying to record as much as we can.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a lot of songs that need recording.
Yeah.
So
what's the immediate future? Finish the album, do a couple shows, and then hit the road, or what?
Hopefully we could do this summer, yeah.
Look around the room like, right, guys? Right?
Yeah. Paul has been trying to get us out there, and we're hoping to be able to fill it.
You know? Yeah. So how did you meet up with Paul, and how did that all go down?
He sort of found us. He really did. He sort of found us. He was like, "You guys are real good, and I just want to book you guys everywhere."
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, sounds good to us.
So was it a group decision? Being like, we're gonna do this. We're gonna make this happen. Let's go for it. Was there any hesitation? I'm looking at the bass player. Any hesitation?
When someone says they're going to be your fairy godfather, I think you just take it.
So
I don't really hesitate too much. Was that literally what he said? Like, fairy godfather, I'm going to be your fairy godfather?
I'm not sure if he'd want that image.
Well, Paul, if you're listening, you want to call up. This number is 718-928-9732. 718-928-9732. That's also out for everybody else. If you want to call in and you know the guys and you want them to play a song, do that. If not, just call in and say that you're down with the guys.
Cool.
And the lady from Argentina. Yes, where would you come to America from Argentina? Isn't Argentina awesome enough?
Yeah, it's awesome.
I heard amazing things about Argentina.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It really is. I don't know. My parents were adventurous.
Yeah.
And
how old were you when they brought you here?
I was 6.
Oh, you were a baby, pretty much.
Yeah, I was a baby.
Yeah. So then
everyone's there.
Here since.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I go back.
Yeah.
I try every summer, every other summer.
That's fun.
It is.
That's real cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe you guys can go down and play there.
Why not?
Sounds like a pretty good time.
Yeah.
So what are you looking to do most of the shows? You want to go on the road far? You want to stay close? You want to do like a local thing?
We want to get out there. Yeah. I mean, we want to really be out. And I don't know, wherever we can. Wherever there's a good show to play. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll just pick it up and go.
Yeah.
Basses.
I'm breaking my bass. We've had really good receptions in Worcester and Philadelphia, so we're definitely going to go back there hopefully soon.
Nice.
And, we have 2 more shows in Brooklyn.
Yeah. We have
June and July too.
Yeah. We have a show June 8th at the Tender Trap in Greenpoint.
Nice.
And then the next month at the Tender Trap as well.
Nice.
The 13th of July.
Cool.
Yeah.
And you guys all live in Greenpoint, right? Or mostly? Mostly?
3 of us live in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Brooklyn, yeah. Coney Island-ish.
Coney Island?
Yeah.
Ish.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So how did you guys find each other? How did that all go down?
Well, Josh and I, we knew each other prior to the band.
Yeah.
And I still remember we were at like a party or something.
Party, yeah.
And, you know, I was like, hey, if you ever want to jam...
Yeah.
Not looking for anything. I just want to play my drums, you know?
Yeah, just want to play drums. That's pretty much every drummer is like, listen, I don't care if you're good. I don't care if you suck. I just want to play drums.
I knew, and I've seen Jay and Josh used to be in a band together. I've seen them live before, and, you know, so I knew.
Nice.
Who Josh was.
Just let me in.
As a musician.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I was like,
just let me in.
And we just kind of went from there.
Yeah. That's pretty much how this radio show started. One day I was sitting around with my co-host who used to live in Astoria and then has since moved to Colorado. So now he does everything remotely. Oh, he's got 2 kids, another on the way. Nuts. Just absolutely chaos.
Sure.
But, you know, one day we're sitting around drunk and I was like, I want to start a podcast or a radio show. And he's like, I'm in. Let's do it.
Sweet.
And that was 10, 12 years ago. We've been doing one since.
That's awesome.
And it's fun. Yeah, it's fun. And it's fun to talk to. I really enjoy bringing musicians in and hanging out and talking and hearing some music. So I'd like to hear another song.
Cool.
Yeah.
If Shots isn't working on the... Unless, you can't get that on the...
Unless you email it to him.
I guess we could email it to you. Could we email it?
Yeah, totally.
We could do that. I guess then we could play... You want to play Ghost? We've kind of rehearsed.
Sure.
Let's do that.
Right, I like it.
Give me one.
Yeah. So we got civil service in studio. Mm-hmm. Full setup. We got a keyboard. We got a guy playing drums with his fingers, which I really enjoy. I really like that.
Thank you.
Yes. We got a bass excellent. Out in the hallway.
He's excellent.
Yeah. We got bass out in the hallway with a lot of stickers on it. I see, let's see if I can name some of them. I see Nine Inch Nails. Awesome. I see Garbage Pail Kids. Even better. Rage Against the Machine. Really great. I saw this video the other day of Rage. It went like, it was on Reddit. It went kind of viral for like a minute. And it was them playing at a record store when they were like 17 years old. And they were still goddamn amazing. And it was like, how could they be so good and be so little? Such babies. But goddamn, that's a good album. Sweet. And I see you got your own sticker on there. So that's nice.
Yeah, I got old band stickers.
Yeah. So that's with the old band. So the shirt that you gave me, that's with an old lineup or is that with this current lineup?
That's us.
That's us. Okay. Yeah, we were.
I thought you were saying that was something different.
No, just that sticker there. It says it's an old group.
Red Cavalry, an old band.
Yeah, it was one that
Josh and I's first band.
Yeah.
All right.
Before
nice.
Us two came in. You know, they found me on Craigslist.
Really?
Yep.
Tell me about that story as you sat up.
Well.
I really want to hear about the Craigslist because we all love Craigslist, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the original Tinder, I suppose.
Yes.
Well, for bands.
Yeah, yeah. Well, how do you make email interesting?
Well, I went to music school and I got wrapped up in that. And then I graduated and I missed performing. So I went on Craigslist and I was looking and I went and auditioned with a few bands and actually liked them the most. And they were like, you want to do it? And I was like, yeah. And that's
so did you let the other bands down
I
real
like
easy?
Yeah, one was bluesy and one was jazzy. But
yeah,
I don't know. I just felt like I.
Yeah, we vibed saw, we ought to we click.
Yeah. How was that first practice with everybody? Did it feel like, yes, this is working?
Well, I just, you know, well, we heard her voice like you'll hear in a second. And yeah, it's great.
Yeah, so. A female voice adds so much to a band, doesn't it? It does. It I mean.
Transforms it.
Yeah. It does transform it. It brings it to another level. Yeah.
Our favorite part of Craigslist was the other people that came. Besides Cynthia.
Yeah.
Oh, you never told me about that.
Oh, yeah. Let's get into that.
Cool. You actually ended up in the band, to be honest with you, because the girl before you was a complete disaster. She came in.
Here, get up on the mic a little bit more. I got to hear this story.
She came in with a vat of tea, if you remember, right? And we started playing and she started singing and it was god awful. Like someone was strangling the cat in the room. And then she's like, just give me a second. I just got to drink some more tea. And it was like 10 minutes of this. And then finally she's like, you know, I think I'm going to just whistle. Like tonight, and she literally started whistling like all the tunes that like, we had sent her, and she was just whistling.
Yeah, she spent like a long time whistling.
And all three, like we couldn't, we.
I never heard the story.
This is a great story.
Wow.
We couldn't, and it was so bad, but we wanted more of it. So
you were into it.
Not really, but we just wanted to see her completely train wreck some more.
Yeah.
So we literally played. I think we played with her for like 30 minutes. And just like
just whistled the whole time,
sipping tea, like going. It was like bizarre.
That is really strange.
She was like jumping around all over the place. It was great.
She had energy and she had a whistle.
Yeah. But the demo sounded good.
Oh no, it was awful.
Oh boy.
Oh, it was terrible.
But you brought her in anyway.
Oh my, come in.
Yeah, and then you came in, so we were like, yeah, all right, this is way better.
It's better than whistling. That's for sure.
She didn't whistle.
Thank you.
Oh,
that's hilarious.
We didn't really. Set the bar that low.
Wow.
Yeah, no.
The band's breaking up, I feel. I love it. That's hilarious. Yeah, musicians, you got to click or you just, it's really awful. I've had experience. It's just either it works or it just really doesn't work. I feel like there's not much in between.
Yeah, I think there's truth to that. Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know. We heard Cynthia, I think we all were like, blown away.
Yeah, we were all blown away. So
it was awesome. Really
just,
it worked. Yeah, that was it. That was the one that stayed, not the whistling girl.
Yeah.
I can whistle too.
It's true. Yeah, now she's feeling a little.
Play a mean kazoo.
I'd like to hear a kazoo. I mean, if you brought one, I would like to hear it.
We should put a kazoo on record.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah. My car.
All right, let's get down to it. What song you want to play?
We'll play something off the I guess the last record. I'm going to leave you for a ghost.
Cool. All right, let's hear it. Civil Service.
I'm going to leave you for a ghost. I'm going to leave you for my kind. You've abused my lasting trust. You've taken way too much. The scales await for you. You, oh, oh, oh.
I'm gonna leave you for a ghost. Where did that come from? What made you think of that?
Actually, I didn't write it. Josh did.
Oh, Josh did?
Yeah.
Where'd that come from, Josh?
Nowhere, really. I just was trying to write something that was really one of the first songs that I thought would fit Cynthia's voice.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was listening to a bunch of Lee Hazelwood songs, and
I remember that,
right? And I'm like,
we
were listening to that. I'm like, oh, let's listen to a couple songs like that, and let's make a song like that. And it was just pretty it's just looking at classic songs and just being like, what can we take and steal?
I agree with that 100%. Now, do you find that writing for yourself and writing for someone different is different, as far as like, because I feel like when you're writing for Cynthia, it's just like you're kind of like trying to find, like what you said, you're looking for somebody who you can kind of like riff from and take that from. Do you do that with yourself, or does that come more?
Yeah, I think it's an awesome thing to do. I think it's a good like exercise to go outside yourself and to think about how other people might feel about a subject or feel about the world. And I think it's it makes you grow, I think, as a songwriter.
Do you feel that like when you're writing songs that you're going to sing yourself, do you do the same thing, or does that come a little bit more like this is more my voice, and then when it's like someone else, you're kind of like thinking grander outside of yourself.
Well, now I think if I write something and it goes out of my range,
yeah,
well, then I just give it to Cynthia.
It's like, Cynthia. You need to sing this.
It's at least like an octave higher than I could do it. Nope. So you know,
that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
So do you do? So how do you guys write as a group? Do you sit? Do you do all the writing, then bring it to them?
No, we all really write.
Yeah,
we all really write. At first, I was probably writing a bit more, but I think that Cynthia wrote like a lot of the lyrics on the new record, and was kind of mixed them up, and I think it's a lot more fun that way.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. So, do you have a practice space that you guys kind of hang out at once a week, twice a week?
Yeah, we'll be probably back there later because we've got to
rehearse
for Tuesday.
Nice.
Yeah.
So that's May 8th, Sunnyvale, which is a great place.
Yeah,
I like that place a lot. How many other bands are playing with you that night? Do you remember?
There are three other groups,
and you go on
second.
We're on at 8:15, I think.
8:15. So May 8th. Tuesday. Yeah. That's Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Sunnyvale.
Yeah.
So tell them that you're with Civil Service.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's tough internet in here.
Oh.
It's tough internet in here. You might not get anything.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I know. It's because of these walls. They're really high. I don't know. It's a dead zone back here.
Yeah. It's whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. So it just makes you go, though. All right, well, that, you know, we'll just be on our own. Be on our own.
Yeah.
What's happening back there? We got the bass player doing something.
What did I do with that folder? I had this folder.
Oh yeah, you did have a folder. Yeah.
So the lo-fis.
Yeah, the lo-fis
are playing on Tuesday. Yeah.
And a lot of these bands.
Pinstripe Love Seat. Yeah.
Are a lot of these bands with Paul as well or no?
I'm not sure.
Because I think the lo-fis are. I think you sent me that.
Yeah,
band.
Yeah, they're real good.
Yeah.
And Kingsmen and Strangers.
Cool. Yeah, they're all quite good, and it's pretty good lineup.
I don't have that folder. I don't know where that folder is.
We'll find it.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, what do you guys get to do? Do you practice the day of, or do you just kind of like go into it and be like, you crack your fingers and go, all right, let's do it?
I don't know. I mean, I've been in bands with people who get suspicious.
Yeah.
Like day of show practices and
kind of like blowing your load. Yeah, no, that makes sense. I get it.
You know, especially if you can't avoid the temptation to actually really belt it.
Yeah, you know, totally. And then you might throw something, and things get worse. But, I mean, there is something different. I love practicing, and I love, like, that kind of, like, studio atmosphere where it's, like, everything sounds really good because you're kind of, like, in this closed, soundproofed room. But then when you get out in front of a crowd, there's just nothing like that. You know, there's like, it's very exciting.
Yeah, it always changes.
It does. Yeah. Now, do you play all electric? Do you get out there in acoustic sometimes?
You know, we haven't, and this is probably the first time we've played.
How's it feel?
It's really a nice change of pace, you know. But it's pretty cool. Like, and we would do it if we had certainly like a longer set.
Yeah.
We could probably do a song or two in the middle.
So what's your sets looking like now? How many songs do you really go up for?
10, 11.
That's a pretty good set.
Yeah. We could mix it up.
Nice.
We have a couple of records worth of songs to play.
That's really cool. So you got the last album, which is on civilservice.bandcamp.com, right?
Yeah.
And that is the EP.
Yeah, Some Great Illusions.
Some Great Illusions, which I think is what, four songs total?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then do you have any other thing online? Or
not really as like a release yet. This next one is going to have a song called Shots Fired, Keep Running on it. And
email you right now?
Yeah, we'll email it to you. Maybe we can, let's email that.
If you can get it over to me, totally. And we can play it. We can play it as we're going out, I think.
Oh,
I think maybe what we'll do is if you're up for it.
Yeah.
This is what we're doing. Play a song, right?
Mm.
Come back. We'll tell everybody where we can see you, and then we'll go out with that last song. Okay. So play a song. You go out, email me from the lobby out there.
All right.
Come back in. We'll finish it up, and we'll tell these people what to do, because that's what we do in the radio station. I am Dave and Dave on Dave and Giggles. Giggles is not here, but in place we have the band The Civil Service, And you could see them at Sunnyvale at May 8th. And they'll be playing, I think it goes starts at 8, so get over there. And they're from all over. We got a piano player from Argentina, which is really cool. And they're scrambling. Hey, they found it. They found the blue folder.
What?
There's nothing magical.
Wow. Yeah, I know. Everybody's been looking for that blue folder for a while.
What is in the blue folder?
I don't. That's what I'm really curious to know what's in the blue folder. I don't know. Just stuff.
Stuff to mention and get on the mic, and then you might forget.
Yeah. No. Totally.
Yeah.
All right, so we are Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Civil Service. Are you guys down to do one more?
Yeah, we'll sort it out.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear it.
Cool.
I mean, that's why I really like to have you here.
While we're sorting it out, I have to tell you that I probably listened to all your radio shows, the backlog of it.
Okay.
So I have to ask, what are you watching right now on Netflix? Because as I went through, I noticed you guys were always talking about it.
Yeah, talking about a lot about Netflix
and
stuff.
I kind of like blasted through like everything that I hadn't watched that you were talking about in the last week.
All right.
So what are you on now?
That's a good question. I've been on, since the new Westworld came out, I've been on a Westworld kick. So, and I'm actually trying to catch up from last season before. Because the thing about Westworld is like you forget. It's been so long since
I just got into that.
Yeah, so awesome. It's really great. Yeah. It's really great. I will say though that everything for a while was cult oriented. I was really into cults. So the Wild Country was a big one.
That was awesome.
That was really good.
I saw that.
Yeah. That was amazing, right?
Yeah, my friend told me to watch it.
Yeah, you should watch that. So we've got into that one. Michael turned me on to the guy who's got a show next, who's sitting out in the hallway. Turn me on to what was the 90s show?
Oh, Everything Sucks.
Everything Sucks. Yeah, turn it on. Yeah, that was good. Yeah, that was good. So yeah, what's that?
Your heart melt at the end?
Yeah, of course.
It was real good. I
that kid was so great.
And then they canceled it.
Yeah, they'll do that. Well, they canceled a bunch of stuff. They canceled. I'm not going to get into a whole bunch of shows that I can't remember off the top of my head now. So I'm just going to stop right there. But yeah, they'll networks. Work in television. I shouldn't say anything, but networks, man, they'll break your heart. What do you got in the blue folder?
Actually, something we were working on.
Ooh.
Just,
a fresh.
Just wanted to make sure I had those lyrics straight.
A fresh song. I love it. Cool.
Yeah.
So, what song are we playing?
What are you doing?
I had Colorfield, but do we?
Oh, all right.
Unless you want to do Shots Fired, I thought, but if we're going to...
No, we just emailed him.
You just emailed it?
No.
She will.
I will.
She will, after the song.
All right.
I'll wait.
All right. Let's get this going, because we got like 10 minutes left. We can try to get everything in.
Ooh.
But it's all good. If we don't, we don't, we don't, we don't. You know? Let's do it. Civil Service. I like you guys.
Sky and feel patterns reveal everything that's real, everything you steal. Misbehave until they wash away definition strays. Is it night or day? As a shield in the color field. face and try to trace out the real. Figure the time and watch the wave lines come chill. Every time you think you got it, you think and kneel. Pick up the lines and surrender to the color field. The color field. The color field. The color.
Beautiful. The Civil Service. I've been trying to download the song.
Oh, you sent that over?
Yeah. I got a bunch of stuff, and I had to go through a bunch of checklists to get this thing going, but I think I got it.
Yeah, we're usually a little bit... I guess you're hearing like the acoustic side of us.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love a good... I like when a band can go acoustic. You know, like there's not... It's not an easy thing to do. There's totally two different worlds. You
know?
Yeah,
it's like you have a different set of circumstances.
Oh, it's playing. So we got 4 minutes. All right, cool. We'll start playing in a minute, and we'll go from there. So, Civil Service, May 8th.
Yeah, I wanted to this was recorded by an awesome guy named James Frizé, and
out of Jersey.
Out of Jersey.
Nice.
Yeah, awesome producer. And we can't be more thrilled with the way it came out.
Very
so
cool.
we're just excited for the world to hear this thing.
That is really cool.
Yeah. Thanks, James.
Nice. So May 8th, we got show Sunnyvale. Do you have any shows planned after that?
Yeah, we have the Tender Trap June 8th.
Nice.
And then July 13th, and maybe it'll be like a residency of sorts.
Nice. So you'll have pretty much like full band, full electric.
Yeah, full rocking.
Full piano, full drums, not just a snare and a fingers.
Yeah.
I did appreciate though. Very classy. I did like it. So as we're going out, I just want to say thanks for coming in, guys. That was awesome.
Thank you.
I really
for
appreciate
having
it.
Us.
Yeah,
really, thank you.
Honestly, anytime you want to come back, when the album drops.
Yeah,
come back. We'll promote. We'll play. We'll do some stuff. It'll be great. So this new track, Shots Fired, which I got, it's like hot off the presses from what I understand, right?
Hot off the presses.
Is that like a thing anymore? Is it like hot off the ones and zeros? Is that what it is?
But it's the world premiere.
I love it. World premiere. Let me play it now so we can get this thing rolling. Shots Fired. Civil Service, thanks for coming in. Dave and Giggles, Radio Free Brooklyn. You guys rule.
Awesome.
Sweating rain, clink, clink. Shots fired.
Shots fired.
Keep running.
Keep running, running, running.
Shots fired.
Shots fired.
Keep running.
Keep running, 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 running.
Shots fired.
Shots fired.
Keep running.
Keep running.
Shots fired.
Shots fired.
Keep running.
Keep running.